Hello. There we go. Are we better? Let's just do this all the way it's supposed to go, shall we? Why not? And a fantastic Thursday night. What the fuck? I'm Sebastian Blick. You're listening to Buzz. For about 5 minutes, I thought we were going to die. Just because I was about to stroke out. 713-955-0395 is the studio number. If you want to get a hold of me here, you can get a hold of me on all of our chat systems. CS chat. Over live CS and on the Blog Talk side. And if you want to hit me on Twitter, you can also. Sebastian Blick on Twitter and The Buzz with Blick and Baugh on Facebook. So get in, get on, get off, get it all. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was amped, totally fucking stoked about the show. Okay? Everything's going along great. Everything's just fabulous, right? Then all of a sudden, I come back upstairs after getting my good luck kiss from the boss, who is downstairs watching the grandkid, and suddenly I walk back up to the bedroom, or to my office, which is slash bedroom, office, whatever, whatever you want to call it, and my machine has decided, in all its grand Windows wisdom, to do a system update. What the fuck is that all about? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? What the hell? So I'm sitting here and I'm about to go into a fucking full-blown panic. And finally it runs, rotates. I've gone through and looked at every single one of my computers except for the one that I normally do the show on, and none of the other computers were going to let me do it. I have four machines, okay? One, two, three, four. Yeah, four machines. And out of those four machines, I had one fucking machine that wanted to fucking work. And it was the one that decided to do a restart. So, needless to say, we were definitely... I was definitely in a hurting way. It was one of those things. It was like, I lost my shit there for a minute. And, of course, you know, Ba is extremely, extremely supportive in the way that things are going. And she says to me, honey, it'll be okay. Just breathe. I said, whoa, you don't understand. Just breathe. Just breathing right now is not an option, okay? You're not catching the full groove of what I'm talking about here. People don't understand or realize with me, when things don't go my way, I'm usually really easy to get along with. But if things go wrong and I don't get my way, shit goes bad. I'm saying drastically bad. Shit goes wrong in every sense of the fucking word wrong. So, you know, I just basically go and try to get it done as fast as I can, you know? I just don't know. I don't know. I'm just checking some stuff now. Now that everything's been all squirreled around, I've been trying to figure out what the hell. And once I finally got it caught up, it was okay, you know? And so my dear loving wife is down there. Don't freak out, baby. Don't trip. Because she knows. She knows exactly what's going to happen. As soon as something goes wrong, I go crazy. That's one of the few times that I really do go ballistic, I think. I do maintain calm very well. But once I get to that point of heated and pissed off and things aren't working the way I want them to, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the shit hits the fan. And I just, you know, basically turn into a very, very unpleasant, unloving person. Really, I do. So, you know, it's one of those deals when, you know, all you can do is back up 10 yards, punt, and try again. You know what I mean? I'm double checking some stuff. Just for those of you who are on the CS side, if you notice all of a sudden you got kicked out and thrown off, and there we go. I had to restart, actually. The system seemed to be, there we go. Oh, look, I'm coming back. I'm coming back, maybe. I hope. Hello? I don't know. I don't see myself. That's what's really strange. I'm not seeing anything in the chat side on CS. That's really strange. Today's right now. Today's the 9th. Everything's scheduled properly. Everything's running properly. So I'm just going to sit here and talk to myself. Does that work? You know, I don't know. I'm really kind of curious as to why it's behaving the way that it is. It just surprised me because normally everything goes absolutely smooth and no problems. I don't have any issues. There we go. That's fucking weird. My chat is not working on either side. So I'm going to have to reset this. I'm going to shut this down and start it back up again here in just a second. We'll do it like that. You know, just because I want to see if everything is working the way it's supposed to, I'm going to play a little tune for you just because I want to. I'm going to find the long one. Find us a nice long song here. Oh, that one will work. So if you do hear music, then you know I'm here. So we'll try it and we'll run like this. A little bit of Aerosmith for you. You're listening to The Buzz with Blick and Baugh. 713-955-0395. Be back in about 4. In my life, I can hear myself, but I know because it's not showing me at all. Link. Really? What? You reset now.
Everything should be set. Just double check. Make sure these numbers are set the same. 507-519-5619.
Should be right.
Should be good.
Yeah.
I got noise in my ear
and dialing me. I don't know why.
I can't see you.
I can't tell.
Yeah. I can tell you that. Because I had to restart it. I'm coming back in now.
Remember, the light at the end of the tunnel just might be you. Oh, it's rain. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. It's days like today that make me want to drink a lot more. 713-955-0395. You can get a hold of me. In the studio. Ah, I'm pulling my headset off now. Trying to get all my shit straight. I'm telling you what. And for those of you who are over on the CS side, you might be able to see me, but I can't see you. So if you get the chance, go over to the Blog Talk side, log in there. Oh, hi, honey. So now I got to figure out how to do this without the headset. Fuck, I just got it working. Son of a bitch. Actually, what I can do is this. Just because I'm feeling generous today, I'm going to play it back-to-back. I'm going to do Green Day, just because I'm feeling Green Day-ish right now. And it's about the only thing that's going to calm me down right now. So in 3 minutes and just shy of 40 seconds, I'll be back. So you're listening to The Buzz with Blick and Baugh. 713-955-0395. Stand by.
Yeah.
You back?
I'm here.
You're behind me. You're behind me back. So, I think you should be able to hear me now. Can you hear me now, Freaks? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Or am I going to have to break out the fucking mic? Am I going to have to get rough with this shit or what? I tell you, why this does this on Thursday night and not on the day show, I have no fucking idea.
I think I'm bad luck.
You are. You're bad juju. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get myself in trouble.
But that's okay. I do that a lot. Here, I'll just do that. I'll
just pull the mic out.
When in doubt, get the mic out.
So, how the hell are you?
I'm hanging in there.
After you wanted to try and kill me for the comment while the song was on. I'm reading an article, just brushing across an article on the front page of Yahoo. And this guy, in 13 years of marriage, decides to go have an affair, a one-night stand in the back of his minivan. You can tell the guy's been married 13 years. He's got a minivan. So he has a fling in the back of his minivan, and his wife says, "I think that's the only time he's ever done it." I just popped off with, "Only one time in 13 years? You're doing pretty good, lady." And
I
knew I was going to get the look. The look and the "you're a pig."
Oh, you're going to get more than that.
You're a pig.
Something like that's going to go.
You're a pig.
I always love that, though, because I can always get a rise out of it. I can always get a rise out of her when I do that. And then I giggle and snort at her. She goes, "You're a pig." And I go, I'm trying to get this fixed. Now my mic stands out of whack. I'm just trying to get it all fixed. I tell you, I have got to completely rearrange the studio. I've decided. I've changed my mind. I do that well. I change my mind. Yeah.
You do it so often.
I know. It's because I don't want to hold this.
So now I'm going to put it there. Can you hear me now still? How are we doing? We're good? I have to yell. I hope. And for those of you who are on the CS side, you can put flashes up if you want. I can see them. Thank you very much. And I can see them. Thank you very much. But I can't see the chat. So if you want to chat, hit me over on the Blog Talk side. I am having one of those. I really picked a bad week to quit drinking.
What?
Many medications as I get as I'm on at any one time, drinking is a hazardous game.
That's true.
I have to really watch that shit. Otherwise, they're going to be all we sound far away. Let's try this.
That's because we are far away.
Let's try it like this. Can you hear us now? Does it sound a little better now? Because I unplugged the microphone. The microphone actually is a unidirectional, so it's not going to pick up as well as it should.
Because it's a POS.
It's a piece of dog dick.
Which, you know, since we're just talking about how shitty the studio equipment is at the moment, anybody who feels like, you know, donating, stick that shit in an envelope and send it this way. We'll put it toward our studio fund.
Thank you. Much better. I appreciate those. Whoa, penis. Ah,
yes.
What has been seen cannot be unseen. No.
Love penis.
I don't want to see a cop while I'm on the air.
Love penis.
She might, but I don't.
Well, you know what? Too bad. So sad. Get glad in St. George you got my hand in.
Well, I won't say what he says on top here. I won't say, "And on that bombshell," I won't say that. Because that I'll wait till the end of the show. Actually, somebody quoted the end of the show the other day out of the blue. I always end the show with one comment.
Well, I got some feedback that no one can hear me at all and that they can you sound far away.
Right now?
Still.
Still?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking weird.
Well, that she can barely hear you.
How about if I lean over like this? I'll sing. Does that sound better? Do I have to, like, hump my machine? How's
yes,
that sound?
Yes, hear him better, she said.
Oh, man, it sounds like I'm humping the machine. So I guess we have to lean over and act like we're praying to the machine.
Come to the altar of the great computer.
I could lean over, but praying to the machine isn't what I have in mind.
You smash your face on my mouse table.
I would move you back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but then nobody could hear us.
They'd hear something.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would.
Maybe you'd be far enough away that it'd be like,
I guarantee you they would hear it.
Maybe.
Ouch. Shit.
Motherfucker.
Talk about me hitting the
I beat the hell out of it. I hit this thing about 50 times a day. It's another one of those little switches that I've got to change up.
I was going to say another reason to rearrange.
I sound like I'm in a trash can. That's nice. It's always good, I guess. You sound like you're in a trash can.
Well, it's probably because it's just echoey.
Yeah,
it sounds echoey to me.
It does sound echoey, and it's because I had to do things so rapidly that I didn't get to do a mic check on
the system. Can you not turn the speakers off? Because that's probably what's going on, is they're hearing that feedback from the speaker.
Let's put the speakers. Let's do this. Echo? Okay. Let's do this. I don't know. It's just been one of those things that, you know, never does this during the day. It always does it right when I'm supposed to be doing one of these shows.
I have no idea.
Okay.
But Shell says you sound better.
I do. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I really do. I don't know why it's been giving me shit. I don't know. This one, I just don't have any idea as to why. Is that, there we go, I've killed the speaker.
Yeah,
but
and it doesn't sound echoey to me now.
It won't sound echoey, but the problem that we'll run into is, well, since nobody calls in, we won't have to worry about that.
Exactly. So mute that motherfucker.
713-955-0395, if you really want to try. Oh, God. I'm just going to strangle myself right now, okay?
That's it.
I'm going to climb into the closet, strangle myself, and masturbate.
Hey, I heard that was pretty erotic.
Unless you're David Carradine.
Really?
And then you're not. Then you're dead.
That's not nice.
Well, it's true. It's what happened.